My children are gaslighting my husband into thinking that I'm cheating on him with someone online, and I'm not sure what to do about it. So my marriage has been having some issues lately. Well, for the past 3 years, to be exact. Eventually, I just quit nagging him, or even asking him to help me more with anything, or even just to discuss anything outside of happy, basic conversations. Because if it was anything other than that, it would always end in a fight. So I play video games, and so does my husband. He raids at least 3 days a week, and is on chat almost 6 days or more a week, while spending time with people on Discord for about 4 hours. Also, he plays games with friends he knows in real life. I have some friends too I game with, and we all know each other in real life, but because hanging out isn't feasible, mostly because my husband's jealous about men and women being alone together, we don't ever really get together. I've tried getting all my friends to come over to my house, both guys and girls, with my husband, to maybe play cards or to eat dinner and stuff, but nobody ever really wants to. So about four of us go online and we play some games and play a few rounds. Sometimes I play with someone one-on-one out of the four, but I don't let it affect my family life, my parenting, or my chores. I try to limit my gaming to maybe 3 times a week for only a few hours, and only when it's late at night so that I've spent time with everyone. Last night, I was playing one of my games with my friends, and my 8-year-old comes up behind me and in front of the entire family says, "Such and such is going to be our new daddy soon." And such in this situation is the friend in which I'm playing a game with, whom this child has never met or even heard of. My husband and I froze when she said this, and all the air sucked out of the room. I have never, ever said or implied anything of the sort. My friends are my friends, and that's it. I also would never talk like that to my kids. I would never joke about someone else taking the place of their dad or anything like that. Of course, my husband, who is already super insecure, turned around and said, "Yes, child, tell me how you know this." I guess he was trying to inquire and figure out what was going on. And my daughter just said, "Nah, I don't know. I just said words." She's done this before, telling the family I was going to meet some man from school down the road and that it was a secret. We were all like, what are you talking about? And then she admitted she meant her sister was meeting a boy from school, which my husband and I already knew about. Why is my child doing this? My husband, of course, can't play it off as a joke. And so the passive-aggressive remarks started that day. So I was in the shower and he came in and said, "Getting all pretty for the kid's new daddy?" I looked at him and said, "Yep." I personally just said yes to that comment so that I could agree that what he was saying did indeed sound ridiculous. We went to bed and he asked me again, "So are you telling the kids that your guy friend might be their new dad one day?" I told him absolutely not, but my husband is still convinced that she had to have heard it from somewhere. And honestly, I have no idea how or why she'd even say that. I have plenty of friends, guys and girls. I go and hang out with my girlfriend too, solo, to which the family jokes, "I'm taking her on a date, let's go." And it's never really an issue or anything that they take seriously. So anyways, after I told him no, he then proceeds to say, "Well, it's okay. Our oldest daughter said if you ever did divorce me, that she'll act up really badly so no boyfriend would ever want me." And he said this in a mean, vindictive, and a sarcastic tone. There's a lot more passive-aggressive stuff than just this, but I think he's filling the kids' heads with ideas about this stuff. No one bats an eye when he talks about a girl from work or the millions of people he plays with on Discord. And by the way, some of those are girls, and yes, some of those are guys though. This is just a really sticky situation, and I don't know what to do about it. First off, I think it's really ridiculous how your husband is being so overdramatic over this. Like, obviously, it's proven that this kid is just gonna lie and say whatever comes to their head. Like, you have even described a specific situation where your daughter has made something up specifically about you, only to then find out that it's actually about her sister. So, like, I don't understand why this husband is taking what their kid said with such truth behind it, because clearly this kid is just lying and saying stuff just for the heck of it. So even with that in mind, I can confidently say that the husband is the problem in this situation. The way he's acting and the way he's talking about you to your kids as well is really not okay. The original poster goes on to say how there's been a lot more comments like this lately, and she's convinced that it's her mother-in-law as well as her husband that's giving her kids these ideas, that she, for whatever reason, wants to get a divorce from her husband, which is honestly just ridiculous. In my opinion, if you weaponize your kids against your spouse, you are a terrible person, because filling their heads with ideas like this is not fair, and you're only harming them as well as your spouse. I think the way your husband is acting is absolutely awful, and it's not your fault. He is clearly super insecure, and he's not only being toxic, but he's throwing away probably the one good thing in his life, which is you, by the way. Overall, this is a really messy situation, and if you want to try to make this work, Therapy is definitely going to be needed, because it's going to be hard to live your life if your husband thinks at every drop of a hat that you're trying to cheat on him, even though you've shown repeatedly that that's not what you're trying to do. A creepy doctor at the hospital is making me incredibly uncomfortable, and I'm too scared to report it. My mom just got heart surgery. She has been sick for a long time, and I'm no stranger to spending a lot of time at hospitals. She's currently in post-surgery ICU. My grandma stays here during the day, and I spend the night at the hospital. My grandma and my aunt mention a doctor they befriended who has been giving them more info about my mom and stuff. Anyway, I met him today and he took me in to see my mom from a distance. The second we got out of sight of my family members, he took my hand. He did not ask for permission and he's a stranger to me. I do not know this man. He starts asking me personal questions, offers favors, etc. At one point he took me to a private room, hugged me without asking, pressured me to give him private information about my life, even though he already knew some stuff because my aunt and my grandma told him. I didn't know what to do, so I just talked, and he just kept hugging me and kissed my cheek. I was very clearly unbelievably uncomfortable. When my aunt and my grandma left, and my dad went to get me dinner, I decided to tell this doctor that I was a bit uncomfortable and that I'm not very keen on physical touch, which is true. He got very mad that I implied he might have ulterior motives, with his face getting a very disgusted expression, saying that he didn't like me that way and that he was just trying to be nice. I got nervous and I just apologized a lot. He then insisted to take me to McDonald's, and I didn't know what to do, so I just said yes. On the way there, he kept talking about us becoming friends and how he's gonna take me places and go visit me to my house. I just went along with it because I didn't want to fight. He even offered me staying at a couch instead of an uncomfortable chair in front of the ICU, and I said yes. He took me there and kept hugging me and stuff. When he left, I left too because I didn't feel safe. I'm back at the waiting room and I'm freaking out a little bit. I talked to my aunt and she agreed he was too friendly, told me to call her at any hour in case something happens, and to not go anywhere private with him. I'm so tired. I think he's targeting me because it's very clear I'm in a very vulnerable position. I have to stay here for two more nights, and I don't know what to do. I'm not from the US, I'm from a very conservative country in the Caribbean, and I don't know if I can report this, or if it's safe to do so. He's my mom's doctor. I don't want to get on his bad side. What if I say something and someone else tells him, and he goes off on me, or even my mom? He's extremely pushy and I don't think I can avoid him. I just want to go back home. I'm tired and very sleep deprived. What should I do? You need to learn how to say no. The way he's advancing on you and making comments and hugging you and kissing you is absolutely repulsive. It's not like this guy is going to go in there and undo your mom's heart surgery. You need to report him. He will continue to take advantage of your young, vulnerable state if you don't. You can't stop him, and it starts with saying something. I completely understand where you're coming from, where you're afraid of saying anything and you're afraid of reporting them. But it is absolutely necessary for you to say something. People like this will continue to get away with their sketchy behavior if you let them. And some man that you've never met in your life kissing you and giving you hugs and taking you places and suggesting that you spend time with him and that you should be friends is just weird. So yeah, report this guy and get away from him. Otherwise, he's just going to keep taking advantage of you and he's just going to keep making advances. I confess to my girlfriend that I want to start taking antidepressants, and it did not go well. For some background context, it's been a challenging relationship with my own share of issues, as well as some concerns and mistakes over the past 3 years. But there's a core love that just keeps us going. So for the past few months, I felt particularly low. When I explained it to her, I usually mention it's a flurry of professional challenges that I've faced. As a note, I earn more money than my girlfriend, and I cover the vast majority of expenses, including the rent. I've recently told her more honestly that a big contributing factor is the way that she's been communicating with me. For example, she'll criticize me for sleeping in after a very long flight because I may be lazy, or that I have so much potential and that I'm a failure for not meeting it. Sometimes she will even say that there must be something wrong with me if I can't achieve my dreams. I am a very ambitious person, and while I'm certainly hardworking, some of my professional goals are taking longer to achieve than I expected, but it doesn't make me want to give up. This has culminated also to the point where I really feel worthless, even to the point where I don't even want to look at myself in the mirror. I was trying on a new piece of clothing the other day with her, and we looked at the mirror. I was there only for a second, as I said that I really don't like mirrors much. And her retort was immediately on the lines of, "Wow, you're such a child. How are you in your 30s? In any case, I mentioned today that these types of comments really get me down, and I know I'm way more low than usual, and I want to start taking antidepressants. I've been seeing a therapist, and I already have a prescription for them. I'm just waiting to actually take the first pill." Her response was to say that I just wanted to pretend to be the victim and that I don't want to improve my life. I felt very unsettled by this. To be frank, she's had a more challenging background and past than I have, and her resilience and emotional strength are certainly traits I admire. However, at this point, I feel very scared to emotionally open up to her, and I really don't know how to proceed moving forward. What should I do? It honestly sounds like your girlfriend is being mentally abusive towards you. These comments definitely add up, and I can completely see where you're coming from. Like, no boyfriend or girlfriend's behavior should ever bring you to a point where you need antidepressants to put up with it. Like, this is a big red flag. I'm sure there's some kind of love in your relationship, and maybe you do like her overall, but the way she's treating you is just so bad. It honestly does not sound like she's got your best interest in mind. This is a really toxic behavior that you cannot ignore. So in my opinion, yeah, if your doctor says you should take antidepressants, I think you should listen to your doctor and do what they say. But I think you also really need to address what's causing this depressive mood. And it sounds like you've narrowed it down pretty distinctly that your girlfriend's comments are driving you to insanity. So if those can't change, and if she really can't be more empathetic towards your situation, then maybe it's time for you to move in a different direction and find somebody who does love you. Because based on what you've described, it sounds like you're paying for the rent, you're paying for the bills, and she's got a free ride. And it sounds like this might be a nice guy syndrome situation where you don't want to disturb the peace. But if you ever want to find peace personally, I think it's time for you to start asking the hard questions. And one of those is whether or not you even want to be with this lady anymore. But that's just my opinion. What would you do if you were in this guy's situation? Leave a comment down below. We'd love to hear it. My boyfriend's coworker is actively flirting with me, and I don't know what to do about this. My boyfriend and I work together. I worked at our job for a few years while he started months ago. His job title is far from mine, and we work different shifts at the place. I only see him when he's about to get off, which is how we met. We've started dating 2 months after he started. It's now been several months. Him and I don't see each other at all because I got moved to a later shift because my coworkers are all quitting. I don't get to see who he works with or anything, but I did know one guy because he came back. A few weeks ago, I was at home in the afternoon and I got a text from an unknown number. I replied and the text asked me who I was. I jokingly made up a name, but the person texted back telling me my actual name, and that really scared me. At first, I thought it was my boyfriend, so I calmed down a little bit, but the person was acting weird and started sending random text messages. So I looked up the number and it popped up a name. I knew this person, and for the sake of the story, we'll call him Bobby. Bobby is not his actual name. He works with my boyfriend's shift and has been working there for years. I met Bobby when I started working there, but it was only like a playful hi-bye situation. I didn't see him for 2 years because at one point he quit. He came back last year because my boyfriend was hired. I only saw him once and it was just a hello. That was it. He and my boyfriend work together, but I don't know if they are close. Months ago, my boyfriend asked me if I knew anybody on his shift and I mentioned Bobby. So after Bobby texted me and told my boyfriend about it, my boyfriend said he never said anything to him about our relationship, but did ask him if he knows me. My boyfriend won't confront him because it's a work environment and we don't want anyone to know we're dating. My boyfriend did mention that Bobby has suddenly started to act really shady. So my boyfriend asked me if there was something between him and I to cause him to suddenly act like this. I can't confront him either because I work a different shift. A few days after telling my boyfriend about this, my boyfriend goes distant. Then I get a friend request from Bobby over Facebook. I finally got to ask why my boyfriend was being so distant, and he says it's because Bobby likes me. This is a really tricky situation, so I don't know what to do. This isn't an am I the jerk situation, but I will say that the girl in this situation is kind of being a jerk. This is a really simple solution. You need to tell this guy that you have a boyfriend and then stop replying to him. Like, literally, if you just tell him that you are off the market, you're not interested, and you don't want to be contacted like this, it would go away pretty quickly. And also, why would you respond to a random number like that? Like, just let it go. Clearly, Bobby's trying to flirt with you, and you need to just nip it in the bud and tell him, hey, I've got a boyfriend. You should do that, and then tell your boyfriend that that's what you did, and then probably all the problems will be solved. And you don't need to give specifics. I know some workplaces are really weird about dating people that you work with, and they won't allow it, or you could get fired. So you don't even need to mention that it's a fellow coworker. Just say, hey, I've got a boyfriend. Stop messaging me. And that's that. Otherwise, your boyfriend is probably just going to get more distant, and you're probably going to lose him if you're not careful. This next one came from the Am I the Jerk podcast subreddit. Check the links in the description if you'd like to submit your own stories. My entitled aunt left her child alone at home because apparently God was going to watch over them while she was gone. My aunt is a very religious person who loves partying, and she's constantly bashing people who don't go to church as much as she does and preaches the Bible like her. She divorced her husband after she found out he was cheating. Plus, he was quite abusive and had some drinking problems. But his participation in the story is basically none. He just sent the child support money and that was it. Due to unfortunate circumstances, my parents and I had to live with her and her child for about a month month until we could find another place. We stayed in the garage that was halfway done, even when she had unused rooms, but that's another story. During that time, we all noticed the same behavior patterns in her. Almost every night, she went partying from 10 o'clock at night until 3 in the morning, leaving her children with us to take care of them. That doesn't sound that bad at all, right? Sounds more like an entitled aunt leaving her child with some family members to go partying. Well, the thing is, she's been doing that since before we were there, and her children were left completely alone. And in her words, she said they were being taken care of by God, and that they will be fine because God won't let anything happen to them because I go to church. Thank you. Once she left, she basically continued that behavior for another 10 years. And on top of that, she was always bringing random men in her house because she said she felt alone and she was too young to waste her life. It was a really odd situation and frankly just didn't settle well with me. Thankfully, we got out of there and found our own place. That crazy aunt sounds like a nightmare. She was leaving her kids at home in the middle of the night so that she could go partying and then claim that God was going to watch over them. I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. You know what would work? Having an actual babysitter. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about people exercising their own faith with their own religious beliefs. But to just blindly leave your kids alone and say, no, it's okay, God's going to take care of them, is really irresponsible without doing any work to make sure that they're going to be taken care of. Like, if you want to go out partying, hire a babysitter. Like, what if one of those kids woke up in the middle of the night and they were having an asthma attack, or they were some way sick and they needed to get to the hospital? The fact that you left them in the middle of the night and you were not there to take care of them would be more than enough evidence, in my opinion, for your kids to get taken away from you. And I don't think anybody wants that. So yeah, this lady is clearly not a good person, and I don't think it's right to use your religion as an excuse to go out and just be really sketchy all night, because I don't think God would want that. My husband says he's unhappy in our marriage, and apparently it's my fault. I'm currently at a loss right now, and I need an unbiased opinion. My husband and I have been married for 10 years. We have had our typical ups and downs throughout our marriage, but have overall been happily married, raising our kids. My husband is in the military, which brings extra stressors in our life. We have moved a lot, and it makes things really tricky. This has left me with taking the extra load of taking care of our kids as well as shopping. I also handle meals, dishes, laundry, cleaning, you name it. He has very little to no everyday responsibility of anything kid-related. I recently started a new career, and we recently moved into a fixer-upper and are slowly renovating it. He has taken a bigger role on the renovations while I take care of everything else in our lives, including learning how to fit in and balance a new career while helping with renovations when I can. My husband works so hard for us, and I'm always letting him know how much I appreciate him. All of this while never receiving that in return. My husband is very much a rigid type A personality, while I am much more easygoing. Recently, he has been getting short-tempered with me, as well as giving some serious silent treatment. He sat me down a couple of weeks ago to tell me how unhappy he is, and proceeded to accuse me of cheating, which, by the way, never in my life have I ever cheated on my significant other. He told me how I am untrustworthy, and that I do not follow through with anything, and how I'm a bad influence on our children. I, of course, have my faults, but never would describe myself as any of these things. He has had two more similar fights with me since the initial one. I'm blindsided, honestly, by all of this. I thought we were happy. How could I have been so wrong? I am now walking on eggshells in fear if I have a misstep, he will divorce me. I know all the issues he's having is all internal. Nothing in our life has significantly changed. I have asked to go see a therapist together, but he assured me that that will never happen. What should I do?
I think therapy might be a really good solution, to be completely honest.
And the fact that he's saying he's so unhappy but refuses to do anything on his end to try and fix the problem is a pretty big red flag. It seems like everything is being placed on you instead of any kind of blame being shared. Like, maybe there's something going on behind the scenes that he's not talking to you about, maybe some other undue pressure that he's just not able to handle well, and maybe this is his way of projecting that and getting it out of his system, which is really not fair for you. But from what you've described, I don't think you've done anything wrong. Like, it sounds like you're trying to make things work, considering how your husband acts. But what do you think? Leave a comment down below. What would you do if you're in a situation like this? Today, I messed up by becoming the company's whistleblower and getting my friend fired. I work at a high-end beauty company, and in every quarter, there would be a massive employee discount where you could get any of the company's products up to 90% off. It was reserved for employees and their family only, and there was no cap, so you can purchase the products however you want, as long as it's for personal use. Imagine getting a $120 product for $12. It was one of my favorite perks working there. So one day, my manager set our team aside and told us that we have been losing sales. Not much, but quite noticeable. And conveniently, the loss actually occurred during the employee discount period. The management thought there was a leak where our internally discounted product got sold to consumers. Mind you, I was in my early 20s. I was a contract employee and I wanted
considered those full-time benefits, so I wanted to impress my manager. Somehow, luck fell into my lap, because one day my college friend sent me a catalog detailing our employee discount and asked me if it was legit, because the price was outrageously cheap. My college friend said that she got it from a friend's friend. The catalog was supposed to be an internal document, so I felt like I could win management over by telling them about this. So I reported it to my HR director, and she told me to bait the seller. I asked my sister to contact the seller and bought the most outrageous products, all of which for the HR team to track the system and see which employee bought it. I didn't think much of it. That is, until a couple of weeks later when I saw a close friend of mine getting dragged out of her cubicle in tears. The news broke, and apparently my friend was the seller. The rumor was that my friend insisted until the very end that she was innocent and that it was her family member who took advantage of their sale. I immediately felt terrible, because this is the person who referred me to my manager when I was desperately looking for a job after college. She vouched for me and went as far as giving me an interview, as well as practicing what I would say during the hiring process. After the incident, I never contacted her ever again, and she went into a major depressive episode where she completely altered her look. My friend said that she's been coping with the fact that she got fired and had to pay a lot of money towards a fine, as well as getting blacklisted by the beauty industry. I still honestly feel terrible about this to this day. I mean, you get what you pay for, really. It seems like your coworker was playing a stupid game and they won a stupid prize. You don't go behind the company that's putting bread on your table and use their employee discount just to sell it for twice the price, most likely, if not a lot more. This lady had an awesome setup. She was getting all these beauty products for a fraction of the price, only to then turn around and try and scalp it for a quick buck. This is honestly not your problem. And it's not like she knew it was you anyways. You reported this anonymously trying to be a good employee. It is not your fault in the slightest. It's honestly your friend's fault for doing this in the first place. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And the next time you live stream, use the Cream of the Crop music. Search Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your next stream.